we got some really, really good looks. And we play hard. I mean, I think the legs being off for 9 days, you know, kind of got to us, especially after the first quarter. Shots that we are accustomed to making. Even great ball movement just wasn't going down. And I mean, I'm talking about some wide open looks where guys weren't even contesting. So, you know, and I give a lot of credit to that. They've been playing some good ball as well. So, you know, like I told you guys, you know, it's still a work in progress with us. It's not going to be overnight, no matter, you know, the excitement before the break. We got a lot of things to work on, implement what we need to do. But, you know, tonight we still played to our game. We just didn't make a lot of shots.
After the first 4 or 5 minutes, you guys got out and ran. But then it seemed like they were able to get back. What were they able to take away from the transition?
No, I think, you know, what allowed them to get back is they started making some shots, which slowed our pace down. You know, we still had some really good pace, you know, throughout the game. Wasn't as fast and quick, you know, as the first quarter, but we got a lot of stops, you know, in the first quarter, which allowed us to get out and run. So, you know, they kind of settled down. They kind of, you know, adjusted to what we were doing defensively, and they kind of settled us down that way.
As you go through this back and forth, this adjustment period, I guess you would call it, how do you measure progress during the rest of the regular season?
I think we played well tonight, even though we lost. And there's no, you know, I hate losing, obviously, but I think the way we played, the way we shared the ball, defensively we were flying around as well. And those guys just, you know, they played better than us tonight. So I like the start. I like the direction we're headed in.
Anything else?
LeBron, you know, several years it's been an eye in this series where the road team has, you know, had success. You guys, any reason to tell the Warriors
around? Nah. I mean, I can't put my foot on it or my hand. And I just think both teams are confident in their ability to win on the road. You know, Washington's been playing with, you know, good ball the last few years. We've been playing good ball, obviously, the last few years as well, both at home and on the road. So I just think it's just the confidence that both teams have when they go on the road.
Ron, you, from 30,000 feet, the people you're going to see you every day, it seems like you are really excited about what's happened in this locker room since the trade deadline. And I wonder what you think is in here now that maybe wasn't before.
No, I don't agree with that. I just think that I refocused myself. You know, even before the deadline happened and before the trades happened, I had to refocus myself and understand that, you know, I'm the leader of this team and I have to be mentally sharp and mentally strong throughout anything. So, you know, even before the trade, I had planned on us, you know, having that team for the rest of the season. That was just my mindset. And you saw that, you know, in the Minnesota game. You know, we hadn't made the trade then. In the Minnesota game, I just started, you know, just changed my mindset and, you know, so that's just who I am, and it's just, you know, where I am now. I think our team can be, we can be really good. But like I said, we got, you know, 20-plus games left to try to figure it out, you know, and I think if we can do that, if we continue what we're on now, then we'd be okay.
How different is it because everything is so many more games that have been played already? You don't have 35 games, you have like 22.
Yeah, it's going to be challenging. It's going to be very challenging. You know, but I accept the challenge, and I think the guys are excited about, you know, just trying to learn every day. The good thing about it is, you know, now we're going to get to a point where we're playing every other day so we can learn on the floor. But when we have our film sessions, when we have our walkthroughs, we got to continue to keep our mind sharp because that's all we have. We have to lean on that. You know, we're not like Washington. We're not like Toronto. You know, obviously Boston got some, you know, new guys. They're figuring it out as well. But we're not like a lot of the teams where we can just hang our hats on our chemistry and how long we've been together. So, you know, it's up to us to kind of fast track it, not shortcut the process, but fast track what we're trying to do. And let me see what happens.